Gus Bradley and the Jaguars back on the practice field Monday, and the final week of organized team activities is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shattuck with you. Jaguars back on the field this morning, the first of four practices on the docket this week. We'll be back Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then the mandatory minicamp comes up next week. But we look to last week first. Blake Bortles and defensive coordinator Todd Wash both praised the play of free safety Tashawn Gibson last week. He made a red zone interception coming all the way over from the other hash mark to make the play. It was a moment that opened a lot of eyes on the practice field, and it's a great sign for the Jaguars defense. For Gibson, it was important to have an immediate impact and to prove the team right.
For me to come in here and let the coaches know that, hey, that was the right move. We paid this guy. You know, my job is to say, hey, man, we underpaid this guy. You know, and that's what I want to do, to go out there and say, hey, you know, because, you know, I definitely want to go out there and exceed expectations.
We bring in Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton to Tashawn Gibson. Just looks like a different level of player.
I got to tell you, it's amazing that he was undrafted and at a position where Dave Caldwell said in the spring, this is about as tough a spot to find. Here's the thing. Yes, he's quick and fast and athletic, and he's pretty muscular too. He's really smart. And I think that smart players put themselves in a position to be wherever they're going in a hurry, right? Yep. He knows where things are headed before they happen, which allows him to use his speed to look even faster, even smarter, even more opportunistic. He's fun to watch.
Another guy that can get somewhere in a hurry is on the defensive line. It could help out a guy on the back end like Gibson, Dante Fowler Jr. Knee brace and all, he's a different cat too.
I tell you what now, we all have been holding our breath since he hurt himself last year that he would come back and be that player for which we all held such optimism, especially Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley. To watch him now, you almost see the guys who know they've got to line up against him going, ugh. Really? I mean, even though they're only running around in their underwear, right? He's so explosive and so powerful. I have seen Todd Wash have to back him down. He is a guy I'm really excited to see in the preseason games, because you know they're going to be cautious with him when we get out onto the field for training camp. But this guy is special.
A couple of special guys on defense, it sounds like, so far. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.